Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
It's 5:30 on a Thursday, and well, Dan and I didn't have anything better to do, so we decided to talk to each other on the phone for an hour. Of course, that means it's time for Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. He's Dan the Man. If you'd like to call in and talk to us, that would be three people talking on the phone. 646-478-375 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need? Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you haven't checked out yesterday's blog, it's still waiting for you over there, waiting for you to come on by and read it. So get on over there and check it out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, hit the link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. Yeah, if you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, Dan and I greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
All right. Well, Dan, since it is Thursday, that means we have a football game. And, you know, it's actually a pretty interesting matchup. We've got the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys, and I think the Saints are the home team. I'm going to double-check that. You know, I know that me, you, and Stu are all going with the Saints, unless you went in and changed your pick yesterday after I put Stu's stuff in. As per usual, I have not heard from Mr. Fantasy. So as of right now, I don't know who he's going with. We will see. And actually, the game is tonight. So we shall see how that goes. Did you do anything on FanDuel? I know you've been kind of doing those 4x4 and 5x5s. Did you do something for this game?
No, I haven't been winning, so I just kind of haven't really liked the matches the last couple weeks.
Yeah. You know, I mean, this you know, it has the potential to be an interesting game. Dallas is playing better. You know, I know most people think New Orleans is the best team in the NFL right now. So, but, you know, it could be interesting. It's, you know, kind of a bad time for the Cowboys to run into a team like the Saints. You know, they've been playing better. They just took over first place in the good old NFC East. Yeah, Dan, they're still in the NFC East, even though technically they have the same record as the Redskins. But, you know, they've won three in a row, and you know, now they're going to run into the Saints, who are on a 10-game winning streak. I don't think it ends well for the Cowboys. I assume Mr. Fantasy will probably take the Saints as well. But like I said, I don't have that pick yet. So right now it's just me, Dan, and Stu going with the Saints to get a win. that and I also, you know, that also meant I didn't get a lineup for Mr. Fantasy. So, you know, he'll probably win hundreds of thousands of dollars tonight on FanDuel while Dan and I don't even have lineups to put in because – for whatever reason, he doesn't want to play with us. So, I guess not. Well, you know, oddly, he shares them all on Sundays when he's healthy enough to do the podcast for 2 hours. But I don't know what the difference is between, you know, that and, you know, it's not like we're even asking him to come on. It's like, man, just compose an email and shoot it over to me. You know, you and I can read it off. That's no big deal. But, you know, I don't know. So we'll have to see. Now, are you, you know, obviously with my work schedule and my new wonderful midnight start time, I won't get to see any of this game. Will you partake in any of the viewing tonight?
Maybe a little bit. We've got gymnastics tonight.
For you? I didn't know you were doing gymnastics.
For my daughter.
Oh. Okay, I thought maybe you were endeavoring on a new sport, and you know, you were getting into it. Well, make sure you post a lot of pics like our friend Paulie Thomas Paulie does when his daughter goes to gymnastics.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been notified by our dispatcher that we cannot continue any further. There's police activity at the Fort Roman Volcano. We're not allowed to go through until we get the clearance from the police department. So we're going to stay here.
What did they do? Are you not going anywhere?
I don't know how long it's going to be. No. We'll let you know as we are.
Yes, a little out of the box. In case you don't know, Dan normally is traveling home when we do the podcast, but it appears in this case he's attempting to travel home, and it's not going well. Did they just shut your train down?
Pretty much.
Oh, so it looks like Dan will be stuck wherever he is while we do the podcast. So. We'll have to see how that goes, but yeah. So of course, you know, being Thursday, that's the only game we got going on. So you can kind of get over there and deal with that. And I haven't heard any significant injuries or anything. I think pretty much the majority of the guys are going to play. You know, fantasy wise, it'll be okay. So we'll just have to see how it kind of works out. Oh, but. I did hear, I guess the best way to do it, Dan, is it was just kind of someone attempting to blow a story out of proportion because they happened to notice, I don't know if it was last night or when the Lakers played last, that LeBron kind of doesn't listen to Luke Walton's play calls when he's bringing the ball up the court. And they really tried to make a big deal out of this until it was pointed out that this is pretty much done by any and every superstar who's bringing the ball up the court. The only time you really execute the coach's plays is when you're actually in the huddle with the timeout and they get the whiteboard. Everything else is just kind of done and called on the floor. Dan, I'm wondering why do you think they decided to try to make a big deal out of LeBron doing this, even though, like I said, it happens basically everywhere with every guy?
Because they're not winning.
At this time, police activity may delay on training.
You know, I did think the funniest story that coordinates like this, that everybody in, the Chicago area, well, actually a lot of people remember it, Dan, you remember the shot Michael Jordan hit for the Bulls to finally beat the Cavaliers over Craig Elo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that iconic image of him. I think he jumped on the scorers table and was pumping his fist and stuff because the Bulls beat the Cavaliers. In the Bulls huddle, that play was designed for Dave Corzine to take that shot, and Jordan changed it. So it's been happening for at least that long, probably even longer. Not that there was anything wrong with Dave Corzine, but, Michael Jordan is probably the greatest basketball player to ever play the game. And I don't know why, occasionally coaches do that. I guess, they want him to be a decoy or, however it works out. I know we saw it locally here just a few days ago. Zach LaVine was trying to get a game-winning shot. The Bulls were down by one in a game, and Fred Hoiberg called for a screen on two occasions, and LaVine waved him off. Sadly, LaVine is not a great player, and he took a terrible three-pointer and missed badly, and the Bulls lost the game. But there's a big difference between guys named LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and Zach LaVine. So... two guys can get away with it easier. The third guy probably should have listened to his coach. That's kind of how it goes. So we'll see how that how that all works out. But while we're just kind of throwing odd, goofy NBA tidbits out there, did you see that Kyle Korver, the Cavaliers decided to trade Kyle Korver? And, a lot of the talk, of course, was he was going to the Lakers to kind of get him rejoined with LeBron. It didn't end up happening, Dan. He went to UConn. So... Are you a little surprised that the Lakers didn't end up making that move to bring Korver in? Because LeBron wanted him there.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. Sorry, they were doing another announcement.
Yes.
So I didn't really hear everything. But yeah, I saw the trade and didn't see where he went to.
He went to Utah. So, it's okay. I'm just realizing that one of the guys I picked up to fill for one of my injured spots got waived. So it's not going to do me any good to hang on to. So I've got to find another guy. So it's like, man, what's going on with this year? I can't seem to catch a break with these damn injuries and everything. I can't win for losing in the basketball league. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I've been doing good. I've been doing good in the hockey.
Yeah, you know, I've been scuffling a little in hockey as well. Normally I do much better in the hockey. But, yeah, this year just not my year, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. I've just really, you know, really kind of scuffled. And it's like, come on, can we pick it up or get hot or get, you know, something going on here to get on a little bit of a roll. But, you know, like I was doing okay in the basketball league. I was actually kind of hanging around in like, I think I was in like 9th or 10th place. And then the last 2 weeks, I just got my teeth kicked in. I got beat 10-1 last week. That's how bad my week went there. So I've fallen back to like 16th. You know, and that's kind of sad because I'm actually changing my lineup. And I'm willing to bet there are guys who aren't changing their lineup that are doing better than me. So I'm a little frightened by that one. I may have to throw myself out of the league next year.
I fall into 4th place.
Yeah, hockey, I'm trying to remember how, you know, I think I was hanging around the 8th spot in hockey. I'll have to double check here real quick and see how I am actually doing. Oh no, I'm down to 11 now.
Yeah, I'm 10 in basketball, and I'm not sure if you noticed or not, but it's actually UL against I this week.
Yeah, I did notice that. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to jinx myself. You know, normally I have scuffles when we do that. So, but yeah, you know, hockey. I'm kind of hanging around. I'm not too far out of the playoffs. But again, basketball is, you know, my, for whatever reason, my freaking nemesis. You know, I don't know why, never done well in the fantasy basketball league, and I just don't understand why.
I only did that 1 year.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I'm going to have to, you know, next year just spend all my money, you know, right away and get all the, big time stars, and then just, you know, spend dollars on everybody else. So we'll have to, you know, see if maybe that one works out for me.
I don't think I completely went that route. I did land. Well, I think you have my big name.
Who, Damian Lillard?
Yeah, that was the biggest one I grabbed, was Damian Lillard.
So, yeah, I was kind of like, I was pretty happy with the way my team, you know, fell out. You know, I started with Chris Paul and I had John Wall, and you know, for whatever reason, Wall just really, you know, really scuffled. And, you know, I thought I had, I spent a little money on those guys. And, I had some solid pieces around them. I did end up with Kawhi Leonard as well. So I spent some money up front. You know, Kevin Love, who, of course, got hurt immediately. So, you know, just kind of how those things go. So, you start looking at my injury list and it's Rajon Rondo, Kevin Love, and now I can add Chris Paul to it because he's out. So, you know, probably two of my top players are on the damn injury list. And it's just like, oh man, what the heck is going on here? So, I I'm starting to feel like I'm just the cause of these guys, you know, these guys' damn injuries as it moves along. So, you know, I'm a little surprised I don't somehow didn't end up with Steph Curry because I know he's been hurt quite a bit this year. Oh. Ah, there we go. But, you know, it is still obviously really early, so maybe I can, flip a switch and get going or, you know, do something to make this better or, you know, hopefully just get healthy. Maybe that's all I need is to get healthy, right?
Yeah, well, you gave me an injured guy. Well, not that he was injured when you sent him, but Marco Fultz is injured, and then I have Porzingis and Nowitzki.
Yeah, has Nowitzki played this year?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So, you know, is he? I haven't seen. Do you know? Is he close to coming back?
Within the next few weeks.
Oh, okay. God, it's still that long, huh? So, All right. Well, you know, yeah, one of those, you know, one of those fun things that I guess we, you know, got to kind of deal with, but. You know, yeah, and I get the whole, well, you know, injuries are part of the game, blah, blah, blah kind of thing, but it's just almost to the point where it's humorous because it just seems like it's every year for me. You know, it's like, oh, this guy's hurt. Oh, he must be on my team. So, but all right. Well, you know, Dan, I got to tell you, I wasn't unhappy when I saw this, and I'm not sure if you have came across this yet, but the Cubs made a trade today. So do you know who they shipped off? Oh, Dan fell off while I was asking him questions. Now we got to wait for Dan to come back. He's having a really bad day, huh? His train gets delayed for some kind of police activity, and now he falls off the line again here. I guess we'll have to see what the heck is going on. And, you know, and normally this happens on Wednesday, not Thursday. So I'm not sure how or why these things are going on, but I guess we'll just chat for a little while we wait for Dan to figure out that he's been tossed off and he comes back on and we get to talk some more fun stuff. But yeah, I was, like I was saying, the Cubs made a trade today and I always like to talk to Dan about Cubs stuff or Schomburg's too about Cubs stuff. They actually shipped Tommy La Stella off to the Angels today. And I believe it was for a player to be named later or cash considerations. Probably adds into the fact that, you know, they picked up Ronald Torres. So, you know, that probably works out. We'll see how it goes. Oh, Dan said he's not going to be back for a little bit. So we'll see what's going on here. So, yeah, you know, just those, it looks like Correas will probably take La Stella's spot. It's a little surprising that they moved him because, he's been one of their, favorite guys. So, no. Sorry, I can't type and talk at the same time. But, yeah, it looks like we're just going to call it a day here with all the problems Dan is dealing with today. So we'll move on and see what else we can come up with. But, yeah, that was the fun thing I wanted to talk to Dan about. But, oh, well, you know the deal. We've got no podcast tomorrow. You know, we haven't been doing Fridays for a while now. But Mr. Fantasy and I come back at Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Hopefully, he was sick last week. That's why we weren't here. So other than that, yeah, you know, sorry. It's just been a weird day. So Dan comes back on Monday. You know the other deal, sportstimeradio.com. Check out the stuff over there. You know, the new blog will go up on Saturday. There was one yesterday. If you didn't see it, get over there. And, you know, we'll deal with our technical difficulties here as we move on. Don't forget the Twitter feed, good old @SportsTimeRadio. And, again, I apologize, just one of those days. But I'll be back to hopefully talk to you on Sunday morning if Mr. Fantasy is healthy and Dan comes back Monday at 5:30.